97 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump announcing that the U.S. will raise tariffs on all goods imported from nearly 70 countries beginning in a week. However, there are questions about the legality of the trade policies in the first place. ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Trump's so-called reciprocal tariffs are facing serious legal challenge. On Thursday, federal appeals court judges grilled administration lawyers, appearing to doubt that the president has the authority to impose these tariffs without congressional approval. The administration has already lost in the lower courts on this. This is almost certain to go to the Supreme Court.
Posting on social media today, the president is also calling for the Federal Bank's Board of Governors to usurp the power of Fed Chair Jerome Powell in lowering interest rates. He also calls Powell a, quote, moron. Jobs numbers from the Labor Department out this morning. School teacher suspected of stabbing a mother and father to death on a hiking trail in Arkansas will be in court today. Police say he acted alone. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dane County is currently being used as an example in the illegal immigration debate. The Dane County Sheriff's Office says a woman was driving drunk when she got into a crash that ended up killing two Minnesota teenagers. It happened July 20th in the town of Vienna, and the controversy began after the tragedy. The alleged drunk driver, 30-year-old Noelia Martinez, is here illegally from Honduras. So after her arrest, Immigration and Customs Enforcement asked the Dane County Sheriff's Office to put a detainer on Martinez. That would mean if she made bail, the sheriff's office would keep her in custody so ICE could start the process to deport her. The Dane County Sheriff's Office does not honor those detainers. They're a request and not legally binding. Instead, they wait for an arrest warrant signed by a judge. Sheriff Barrett.
This is about the process and not about politics.
That set off a firestorm. Barrett has now received criticism directly from the Department of Homeland Security. Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin called Dane County a sanctuary community, and Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany lashed out at Sheriff Barrett on X. I asked Barrett about that.
It's typical, right? It's very typical, very expected. They take one little thing, they harp on the word sanctuary city, and they're trying to turn it into something that it's not. But I appreciate the opportunity to provide the specifics of it. I do know that there are extremes, and those that are on the extreme side of this are going to believe what they want no matter what. But I do know there's a significant amount of people that are in the middle that are going to listen to this and move towards understanding really what this is about and not be jaded by the political theatrics of this.
Barrett also said deporting Martinez would be like giving her a free ticket home instead of justice for the two lives lost. The next hearing in the case is September 22nd. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers arrived in the nation's capital to face the Nationals tonight, part of a three-game weekend series. Milwaukee holding on to first place, one game ahead of the Cubs. The Brewers 20 games above 500, a .593 winning percentage. And as a division leader, that's the lowest ever heading into the month of August in Major League history. NFL, the Packers ready to go under the lights tomorrow night inside Lambeau Field for family night. What makes it so special? Tucker Kraft.
It's just the crazy part about Lambeau in itself is it's just this huge, glorious legacy stadium in a neighborhood. All the people of Green Bay, lucky 80,000, get to come pack the stadium out and just watch us practice. And it's not just an ordinary thing. It might be the only time some of those people get to get inside the stadium. And then the family aspect at the end of it, getting to go down on the field. This year I'll be able to have my own daughter and my wife out there with me.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 70s for a high today. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress, For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
While I'm off taking the best Wisconsin Northwoods has to offer, we've got you covered everywhere in the state. Enjoy highlights from recent shows and don't miss your chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Brewers with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Just over a year ago, I launched my campaign for President of the United States. 107 days traveling the country, fighting for our future. The shortest presidential campaign in modern history. It was intense, high stakes, and deeply personal for me and for so many of you.
Mm-hmm. Not for me.
Are you going to go haul honey, Holly Hunter on her?
Today's show, yes. I love her so much. Today's show will consist of me weeping silently in the corner. Good luck to all of you.
Well,
did you watch Colbert? Did you see what we could have had?
Not that late?
Oh, I watched them all in the middle. You know me, I started texting you in the middle of the night, as I do. I was up in the middle of the night watching clips. Oh, my God. By the way, I'm with my friend Greg Proops, who is who I love. He just said, here's my list of 2028 candidates. Number one, Vice President Harris. Number two, off. Oh, Greg, you're a scamp. Okay. Wow. She was... some people were saying, I think she's like all of us right now, you know? It's hard to be someone who's like our joyful warrior is not quite as joyful. Who is 6 months into this show, right? I mean, she basically said, you know, she wants to work outside the system because the system is broken right now. When the Smithsonian takes out the Trump impeachments out of the, oh my God, shame. Can we get Bells in here to do that shame thing from, is it Handmaid's Tale, Bella? What is it? Shame, shame.
I don't think that's Handmaid's Tale.
Huh?
I don't know what that
they
is.
They did say it will eventually be updated. I'm like, yeah, because we're not done impeaching that mother. So, yeah, let's wait until we have more impeachments to add. Oh, my God. George Orwell is just like, wait a minute. He's in WTF. Spinning in his grave. Okay. Do I want to torture myself? Yes, I do. The rightful president of the United States. Here
since
she is.
Since leaving office, I've spent a lot of time reflecting on those days. Talking with my team, my family, my friends, and pulling my thoughts together. In essence, writing a journal that is this book, 107 Days. With candor and reflection, I've written a behind-the-scenes account of that journey. I believe there's value in sharing what I saw, what I learned, and what I know it will take to move forward.
I desperately want that interview when her book comes out, Chris, but I feel that I will weep through the entire thing. Well, you know how I am. I'm already the chick that cries on the radio. I got to do Q&A with her when she was running.
Right.
Because I was Team Kamala right out of the box.
Yeah.
When she dropped out, I voted for Elizabeth Warren here in California.
Yep.
But, I got the microphone, and I was like, can I be the first to say Madam President? And everybody laughed, and she laughed that big laugh. She laughed that big laugh.
I love her so much.
Anyway, yeah, a lot of people, I was, you know, on social media had the same, response to watching this last night. Anna says, Kamala Harris checked every single box. She had more experience across every branch of government than any male candidate in the history of the United States. Some men came close, but did not have the judicial, legislative, and executive experience. Unfortunately, racism, misogyny, sexism, fascism won out. It is the bitter, ugly truth. Seeing her face today was a reminder of how much she carried on her shoulders. I wish her peace and love for the rest of her life. She deserves nothing less. Wow. Also, the same day we find out, hold please, it is a $200 million ballroom that is twice as big as the actual White House itself that Trump is building on our house. If I mentioned that it's our house, that this is like, you know, rental, I think I'd have to get a, if you were renting, wouldn't you have to get a, like a, somebody, like an okay from the landlord that I'd like to build a... Are we in the let them eat cake part of the revolution yet? What's, I mean, really? While they're cutting your, you know, Medicaid, pediatric cancer research, inflation is through the roof, the jobs number's not good. He's going to spend on top of his, what is it, $1 billion bribe plane? This is a, okay, $200 million. Do I have this, these numbers right and the square footage? Yes, Keith Boykin said, after paving over the Rose Garden, installing a huge car dealership-style flags on the lawn, slapping tacky gold ornaments throughout the Oval Office, Trump now plans to build a $200 million ballroom at the White House. Someone needs to tell him he's a guest at the People's House, not the owner. Thank you. And by the way, Chris, you know why he's doing it? Because no one's going to stop him. There's not one Republican that's going to go, really? You had a whole thing about waste, fraud, and abuse. And you're going to build. Did you see the proposed? Mm-hmm. It's twice the size. Where is the? I have the number somewhere. The White House itself is, what, 55,000 square feet? This is 90,000 square. How could he get away with this? I'm sorry, I'm going into my Seinfeld register.
Yeah, you are.
You're looking at me concerned this morning. Are you all right? Are you afraid I'm not all right? I'm not all right.
I know you're not all right.
I'm not all right.
I know.
Are you all right? If you're all right, there's something wrong with you. I think that's what Kamala was trying to say last night. Like, if you're okay, wake up! My God. Brooklyn Dad Defiant, our friend, said news, a whopping 86% of voters support releasing the Epstein files. You can't get 86% of Americans to agree on anything. That is huge. I mean, this pressure is just going to keep mounting, right?
Yes.
No.
That's the thing I'm concerned about. Adding ballrooms to the White House, that's a distraction.
It's a pretty expensive distraction.
You know, other presidents have added bowling alleys. Other presidents have added pools.
Not another White House that's twice as big as the original White House. It's literally,
I'm not going to get bent out of shape
why
about
I feel
this
like?
Because
what?
It can be used for by other presidents
in the
future.
Oh, God. Like, what do you call it? Republicans just voted on Chris Murphy's amendment to let him keep the plane. Chris Murphy said the only thing I
that
put forward
is egregious.
The taxpayers are paying $1 billion
exactly
for this plane.
Right.
And the Republicans are like, nope, he gets to keep it.
Exactly. That's egregious.
Oh, my God.
The taxpayers and future presidents can use this ballroom in the future.
Everything should be torn down and put back the way it frickin' was, including the Smithsonian.
I'm picking and choosing what I'm going to get bent out of shape
Can I just,
about.
Oh, another George Orwell is rolling in his grave news. Who was last week we reported? There's a Republican-led state that is teaching the 2020 election was stolen. There's a, I don't know which Republican-led school district. I mean, oh my God. All right, this you had to explain to me. This, I guess, is a... Wow.
I think this is more important than a ballroom.
Wow, it seems like all of MAGA's hopes and dreams are getting shattered between the Epstein conspiracy and... I was telling you, Chris, sometimes when trying to understand right-wing conspiracies, I my brain hurts, and I actively don't want to go any further down the rabbit hole.
Yeah,
I turn around, I'm like, can you help me get back up out of here? I don't want to go any further.
So now you feel the same way that Kamala does.
Yes, I can't. Okay.
Things are broken.
A bombshell report from the New York Times casts serious doubt on a key piece of evidence that conservative media figures have cited as proof that Hillary orchestrated the scheme to falsely link Donald Trump to Russia.
Yep.
I don't understand things there are mountains of evidence for, including in Republican-led. Let's see. U.S. intelligence officials assess the so-called, quote, smoking gun email as likely Russian disinformation, a finding acknowledged in John Durham's records. He's the right-wing guy that they put in charge of investigating this. Again, the oranges, the oranges, the oranges of the Russia investigation.
That's right.
The email in question has been embraced by right-wing media as evidence that Clinton personally approved a plan to damage Trump politically by tying him to Moscow. He tied himself to Moscow a long time ago. Okay. According to the Times, Durham was informed by the CIA and other intelligence agencies that Russian operatives most likely fabricated the email as part of a broader effort to undermine American democratic institutions. Okay, that's as far as I could go in the story. I don't... So how are they going to spin this now, were you saying? Right-wing media will now take this and say...
I don't know how they're going to spin it, but they're going to figure out a way to spin it.
This is all part of the conspiracy, am I right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It
is.
Huh?
So, there's that. Everything's broken.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Everything
I'm sorry.
Is broken.
I have overstartled response. I'm sorry. Wow. Okay. I haven't guessed the quotes for you. The billionaires destroying our democracy, the middle class, starving school kids, disposing of workers, getting tax cuts on private plane expenses while stealing Medicaid from people, throwing immigrants into concentration camps. All this ties directly into the Epstein scandal. How?
The ant and the aardvark.
No, Cliff Schechter, alpha liberal, who we had on yesterday, wrote a fantastic piece. I didn't have time to get to all of it. Who said, because the heartless whores who robbed Americans of their jobs and health care because they could, robbed young girls of their youth, trust, and sometimes lives because they could, they're repulsive, so react that way. Who said that?
The Pink Panther.
No, that guy, Cliff Schechter, alpha liberal, who said, don't. Poll test, speak with passion, the righteous fury you should feel for the grotesque piles of rat droppings in three-week-old brie covered in black tar and asparagus pea in the sun the past week in Death Valley, California. Ew. This isn't hard. You want to take power back from the billionaires in secret rooms, robbing us all of our bank accounts, robbing girls of their youth, robbing our government blind, robbing America of all it's ever been. You want to kick the GOP and their secret billionaire club of grave robbers, America haters, and sexual assaulters to the curb? Make this your narrative, my fellow Democrats. Pummel them on this every single day. Who said that?
Tennessee Tuxedo.
No! Cliff Schechter with some alpha liberal advice for... Yes. What do we keep saying? Finish him.
Yes. We always say that.
By the way, so I saw, who's our friend? Michael Wolff, who we've had on the show. Yes. He once again confirmed, it was in his book in 2019, that, what do you call it? This falling out was over a real estate thing with Epstein. Like, none of it makes any sense, right?
Not a damn thing about it makes sense.
Epstein stole her in 2000. Two years later, he says the nice thing about it. They didn't have a falling out. He was still at Mar-a-Lago. Then it was like a year after that, the birthday card to Jeffrey Epstein. And then it was 2004 that this, of course it's over money. He doesn't care. He was involved in the child rape, allegedly. Right, you know what I'm saying? He didn't care. It's like kick him out because he was a creep. Are you kidding? Like he didn't know that. He was involved in it. And it's, oh my God, watching Virginia Giuffre's family. By the way, it's Giuffre. I saw it pronounced several times now. To watch her family literally crying, right? Saying, like, you cannot, first of all, let this monster out of prison, Ghislaine Maxwell. And I was saying, like, there is a hotter place in hell, Bella. Am I right? For women, because that's what they figure is a girl will trust a woman more.
Yeah.
So that's why you send a woman in to, you know, nurture her and groom her and make her feel safe. And it's just despicable.
Yeah.
I mean,
make her feel comfortable.
We have a correction. So apparently Virginia was not a masseuse at Mar-a-Lago. She was a towel girl or something.
Right.
But then obviously was taken to Jeffrey Epstein's spot to be a masseuse.
I don't think we ever said that she was a masseuse.
I don't know. I think our whole thing was just...
She was.
Jeffrey Epstein obviously used her as a quote unquote masseuse at 14 and whatever he.
Because Ghislaine Maxwell promised her that Jeffrey Epstein would pay for her training. Yeah. So he never said that she was a masseuse at Mar-a-Lago.
Right. But we were just saying it's shady AF anyway.
Absolutely.
Clearly,
it's disgustingly gross.
Right. To go, come be a masseuse at 14 or I guess she was 15 at that point when she, But she's
still
a child. She's
underage.
A child. Underage. Yeah.
I'm not letting any 15-year-old touch me.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so, the whole, you stole my underage spa girl isn't, What? I don't even know why he didn't. Never mind. Yeah, I think you know what it is, because he always has to be like the hero of every story. I think somehow it makes him look like a hero. Like, oh, you know, he stole her. But then it's like he doesn't even realize how that makes her sound like property, which is what her family said. Ugh, the whole thing's so gross. I can't. All right, and my condolences, MAGA Land, for the whole jewelry email thing. I'm sorry. I know you.
They'll figure out a way around it.
But on the other hand, your feelings and cry harder.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's what they always say to us.
Are you going to drink their MAGA tears?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, can I just say my favorite headline just sums up everything about MAGA? Is Dershowitz is going to sue a pierogi vendor for not selling a pierogi to him in Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
Because, you know, rich white guys. Also, there's just a karmic, because he's also, you know, up to his nutsack on the Epstein list, allegedly. Okay, didn't they always say, I'm sorry, it's the plight of the rich right when in American music. Don't they always say that liberals are the frivolous lawsuit kind of people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Suing the pierogi guy. Being mean to him. Wouldn't sell him a pierogi because of something. Okay.
It's illegal to be mean to a lawyer.
Pierogies are delicious. That's all I want to say. I'm half
pierogies
Polish.
Pierogies are fine.
Well, now we've got.
You ever had a pierogi, Bella?
No.
Okay.
Oh. I'll bring some
They're
in
potato
for you guys.
Dumplings.
I'll bring some in for you guys. My mom made them. Okay.
What I used to love when I lived in Chicago was that the Chicago Marathon was sponsored by a pierogi company.
Oh, yeah. They're delicious.
Well, yeah, but they're not exactly health food to sponsor
but
a
I
marathon.
Have, I have, but I'm like half Polak. You know how I am.
I know you are.
Yeah.
You,
my mom taught me to polka to this 45 record when I was like, I don't know how
you
old.
You fry sauerkraut.
Yes, I do. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour, and I burn it every Thanksgiving.
You do.
21 minutes after the hour now. Yikes, this portion of the show brought to you by you. Waking up sick, and you got to do something, right? You got a sore throat, congestion. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. You can tough it out, get sick, take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you. They can never see you in a time frame in which it would, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Cure what's wrong with you. You could wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of other sick people, or open up your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription.
Yep.
Start on the right meds. Nip this in the bud right now.
Nip it.
Yeah. This is made for people like me that do not like to leave their house. It's not a first aid kit. There are doctor-prescribed meds in there to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. They hook you up with a doctor the second you sign up. There's strong antibiotics in there for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Your meds are right there in your kit. Order yours online in minutes. It'll be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. The promo code is Stephanie. UrgentCareKit.com/Stephanie.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom. It's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them and protecting students' rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Now, that was my Stevie Wonder.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. I have a little something in my...
Again?
No, it's fine. It's just a little dry throat. I'm fine. Okay. Hey, we have John Fugelsang coming up, Glenn Kirshner, and of course, Fridays with Frangela. Yep. Let's go to Ann in Illinois. Hey, Ann.
Hey, morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi, happy Friday.
You too.
thank you, but I just wanted to talk about this $200 million ballroom. On social media sites that I get on, the Trumpkinsies are defending it, saying, oh, we're not going to pay for it, the taxpayers aren't. Trump's going to pay for it, his donors. And here's the thing, three things to point out. Number one, Trump is a documented liar, 30,000 plus lies, and every day that list keeps growing. Number two, Trump has a history of not paying his bills. Even his campaign still owes lots of cities tens of thousands of dollars for security costs they didn't reimburse.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, I'm walking my dog too, as long as you can hear that.
Okay.
Sorry, I disciplined my child. Go ahead.
Okay, and number three is that he's got a long history of not paying any of his suppliers and vendors.
Right.
And
right.
I clearly remember watching the 60 Minutes episode decades ago where an architect who had worked on one of Trump's buildings didn't get paid. And when he went to go see Trump about getting paid for his services, Trump told him, I'm not paying you because the honor of you working for Trump is payment
enough. There's a million contractors in the New York area that could tell you the same story. And it's just, it's disgusting. And it's, by the way, I think the point is, like our friend Brian Tyler Cohen said, Trump administration just announced they'll be building a massive $200 million gold-plated ballroom at the White House after signing a law cutting 17 million Americans' health care. I think it's just the... I mean, this whole, oh, by the way, that new report is out about Doge It actually cost us money. It didn't cut anything. Yeah. I mean, it's all so irritating.
Yep.
Grant in Florida, real quick. Hey, Grant.
How are you doing?
Hi, go ahead.
I wanted to bring up Election Truth Alliance. I don't know if you guys have heard about them. They've been on other channels on YouTube, and they're looking into publicly available data and statistics analysis to uncover potential manipulation in the last election. So I don't know if you might want to have them as a guest on your show.
We can look into them. Everybody's talking about this ex-CIA whistleblower that our friends John Pavlovitz and lots of other people have retweeted it. We'll tell you what that is next. And Glenn Kirshner, yay!
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've still got smoke in the air today, and it may linger throughout the weekend. Canada has more than 200 active wildfires burning right now, and the latest numbers show 56 of them are totally out of control. The Department of Natural Resources issued another air quality advisory for all of Wisconsin. Madison had the eighth worst air in America yesterday. You could see and smell the smoke outside. They're even feeling the effects as far south as Chicago. Students can send applications to UW-Madison starting today, and sending it is now more expensive. It used to be $70, and now it's been raised to $80. That change goes into effect today. Leaders at UW-Madison expect that to bring in more than $600,000 in additional money each year. The goal is to use that money to recruit, update some technology, and increase capacity because the number of applications continues to rise. Meanwhile, some lawmakers are trying to ensure tuition doesn't keep rising within the UW system. Lisa Hale reports.
Republican state lawmakers have introduced a bill seeking to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. The public university system recently approved a 5% increase in tuition for next year, the third year in a row that tuition has increased. The proposed legislation would cap future tuition increases to no higher than the rate of inflation. It's the third time in recent years that Republican lawmakers have attempted to cap the tuition. Tuition and fees make up over half of the system's yearly revenue.
Students who live in Wisconsin or live in a state that has a deal for in-state tuition with Wisconsin will now pay about $12,200 for tuition at UW-Madison. That increase begins in this new fall semester. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 70s for a high today. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years, to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Forever Young Designs artist Spencer Young. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr brings new music from the best Wisconsin bands.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Thank you.
Virginia Giuffre was a victim, a minor victim of Jeffrey Epstein's horrific child sex trafficking ring. If Jeffrey Epstein stole her from the Mar-a-Lago spa, then she was working at the Mar-a-Lago spa when she was underage. And it begs the questions, given Donald Trump's other statements, about how much was he knowing what was going on with Jeffrey Epstein, and how much was he potentially involved.
Representative Dan Goldman, thank you very much. Yes, Hallie says, I don't know if I can think of a worse defense against being called a pedophile than to say you stopped being friends with another pedophile because he stole a teenager from you. Let's ask an expert how good
thank
that
God.
Is. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirchner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirchner. Glenn
Kirchner. Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirchner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirchner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirchner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Pearson blue-eyed. Glenn Kirshner.
We got the Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Oh, how bad a week can it be when you get Glenn Kirshner twice? Hiya, Glenn.
Good morning, Steph.
Good morning. I know we always like to keep a sense of humor around here, but it is every single detail that comes out just makes you more and more sick to your stomach. Since we're talking about, you know, the systemic rape of children over years and years, and it really is so incredible to me the amount of evidence that is out there already, implicating Trump in all this, right?
Yeah, and what I know from working with crime victims for 30 years is every time that what happened to them resurfaces, particularly resurfaces publicly, it tears open old wounds that, you know, maybe have begun to heal, which probably never heal fully, given what Epstein, Maxwell and company did to those young girls. But this is all sport for Trump and the Republicans. Yeah. Here's the thing, Steph. I'm counting on Donald Trump's imbecility to continue to sink him, because now when he's actually saying, and all these years later, you can see he's still kind of agitated that Epstein stole one of my underage female workers from right. Mar-a-Lago. And that's right. One of the reasons I was angry at him. You know what, Donald? Keep talking, keep talking, keep talking.
Well, yeah, as a prosecutor, you love that, right? Because it really makes no logical sense, does it? I mean,
No, but his every word is an indictment. As you say, prosecutors love when wrongdoers talk. And when you are, you know, as when you have the kind of bad judgment that Donald has, coupled with obvious dementia, let him keep talking, because he's only digging his own hole deeper.
The other thing I'm sure you look at every day as a prosecutor, Glenn, is timelines. So here's one post. The more Trump is questioned about Epstein, the more he twists the Epstein timeline into something that increasingly doesn't make sense. Virginia was recruited by Epstein in 2000. He said Epstein was a great guy who he knew for 15 years in 2002. He sent an alleged birthday letter in 2003. Real estate dispute was in 2004. I'm sorry, but how does this make any sense? It's so clear he can't keep his story straight. It's so knotted up that when he tries to untie it, he inadvertently just adds another knot, right?
And in the event we ever got to present that timeline to a jury, you know, juries typically get it. And, you know, there's so many claims that he continues to make that are just laughable. Like, this whole thing was a Democrat hoax. They ginned up all the files. Well, Donald, who is it that indicted Jeffrey Epstein in 2019? You and Bill Barr's Department of Justice. Who indicted Maxwell in 2020? You and Bill Barr's Department of Justice. So let's not claim this whole thing was some Democratic hoax.
So, you know, obviously there's talk of the pardoning something, I don't know, commuting, I don't even know what all the legal words are, of Ghislaine Maxwell. But, you know, one legal expert, which, you know, said, here you have a person who's begging really for her life for a pardon or a commutation, yet the very person who can give that to her is Donald Trump. Maxwell really isn't going to be able to be fully truthful, credible, and forthcoming about everything she knows about Trump if she might be incentivized to try and soften any edges relating to that one person who has the power to give her what her wants. We're no kidding, right? And I just, one more Epstein survivor, Glenn, Sarah Ransom, said, it makes me sick. She's claiming to be a victim or have any form of innocence. This is the same woman that grabbed my arm and forced me into the room to be raped by Jeffrey. She had this evil smirk on her face, and she enjoyed it. I mean, I also politically still don't get how does this make the MAGA crowd letting off the other child rapist somehow calm this for him?
You know, it does seem to be causing some of his MAGA base to peel away from him, and that's a good thing. If, you know, if this is what it takes. And the other thing is, this would be the single most disgusting, unjust pardon in our nation's history if he pardons a convicted sex trafficker and a convicted co-conspirator of Jeffrey Epstein. And co-conspirator literally means that every crime Jeffrey Epstein committed as part of this sex trafficking conspiracy, Ghislaine Maxwell is also responsible for.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he pardons, you know, is there such a thing as a bridge too far? You know, maybe there is, and maybe we're going to find out.
I mean, you know, that he's throwing out pardoning P. Diddy is just, I don't want to own the libs just because, you know, the... Okay, let's move on real quick. You know, obviously we have to talk about the Smithsonian and the, you know, this this unconscionable bending of the knee for this criminal, for this 34-count felon. I mean, Brown was the latest. Brown University agreed to a $50 million deal with the Trump administration over its frozen medical and health sciences funding. They allege the administration alleged Brown failed to combat anti-Semitism and discrimination on its campus. Because I had to delve into this to go, why are they paying him off? Like, none of these claims make any sense. Linda McMahon said the deal reversed decades-long woke capture of the nation's higher education institutions. The Smithsonian, under pressure from Trump, removed his impeachments from the museum, right?
Yeah, we're becoming North Korea. Actually, North Korea laughs at us. But these are shakedowns, Steph. It's plain and simple. These are shakedowns. When you're the president of the United States with all the power of the federal government behind you, and you say to a university, you know what, you can buy your way out of the mess I'm about to create for you, or I'm going to launch all kinds of investigations that will probably cost you more to defend against than the $50 million I'm trying to shake you down for. That's cutting right to the chase here. And the fact that universities and law firms and some other organizations are giving their lunch money to the bully rather than standing up to the bully endangers us all because it emboldens the bully. So shame on them.
I don't know if you happen to see the Kamala Harris on Stephen. Well, I thought ironic, too. She's there with Stephen Colbert, you know, speaking of CBS and Paramount and bending the knee. But the fact that what she said, what I didn't see coming is the capitulation is what you just said, you know. And who can blame her for feeling the way we all do? Kind of, you know, I'm staying in the fight, but she just, well, let's take a listen. What did she say? Give me four. This is the rightful president yesterday.
Recently, I made the decision that I just, for now, I don't want to go back in the system. I think it's broken. I think there are so many good people who are public servants, who do such good work, teachers and firefighters and police officers and nurses and scientists. And so it's not about them, but I believe, and I always believed, that as fragile as our democracy is, our systems would be strong enough to defend our most fundamental principles. And I think right now that they're not as strong as they need to be. And I just don't want to, for now, I don't want to go back in the system. I want to travel the country. I want to listen to people. I want to talk with people. And I don't want it to be transactional where I'm asking for their vote.
God, just so much like what could have been sadness that I can't. It's overwhelming this morning, Glenn. But, you know, this is why I love what you do out there, because we got to look to each other to stay in the fight, because I think we all get, you know, depressed, like she's sort of talking about our, you know, capitulations and our, I mean, Stephen Colbert said to her, you predicted all that's happening. I know you aren't here to say I told you so, but do you want to? And she said, Stephen, you're right. I predicted of a lot of what would happen, but what I didn't see coming was the capitulation. Maybe it was naive of me after everything I've seen in my career, but I did not see everyone capitulating left and right. I did not see that coming. Just your thoughts on all that, Glenn.
Yeah, you can hear the disappointment and almost the despair in her tone. And I think we all share that disappointment. But what we have to do, you know, as Jackson Brown sang, when the morning light comes streaming in, we've got to get up and do it again.
Yeah.
We can't disengage because that's what they want. And when Kamala Harris talks about how she thought the institutions would hold, you know, Donald Trump and his dirty flunkies have found a pretty effective formula to try to destroy the institutions, make it so untenable for people to continue to work in the federal government that their sense of ethics and honor and morals and self-respect compels them to leave. If they're not unlawfully terminated, they feel, I can't be part of this. And there's not only a brain drain from the federal government, there's an ethics drain from the federal government, because ethical people cannot be inside, for example, the Department of Justice and be told to fight against the American people. You know, Abe Lincoln said, you know, that we have to fight to be a government of, by, and for the people. But Donald Trump is trying to convert us to a government against the people.
Yeah.
And as much as we may feel despair in the moment, we got to get up every morning and do it again.
Well,
we have to. We have no choice.
And you and I always try to highlight some of the silver linings. A judge orders Trump administration to explain why the order to restore Voice of America wasn't followed. This is Royce Lambeth, right, of D.C., said they have till August 13th to explain how they'll get Voice of America working again. I mean, again, you know, I get what we're, you know, the judge rules one way, they defy it, and you know, we go through this again, but it doesn't mean, I think, of all people, President Biden just gave a great speech about how important judges are and how important it is that they try, like you say, try to keep upholding the rule of law, right?
Yeah, and here's the thing, Steph. Judge Royce Lambeth don't play. If there's anybody who's going to hold Trump administration officials in contempt, it's Judge Lambeth. I tried a six-month RICO trial in front of him. I know him extraordinarily well as a jurist. So just keep an eye on what he does to the Trump administration if they defy his orders. But the points of light, you know, we did have some in recent days. We've got the lawyer, Jeffrey Clark. I hesitate to call him a lawyer. And I try not to call him Little Prince Underpants, because when he was hauled out of his house in his boxer shorts. Why? Because the judge had ordered that his phone be seized because it likely had evidence of crime in it. The D.C. bar just recommended that he be disbarred. That's on the heels of Rudy Giuliani being disbarred in two jurisdictions, John Eastman pending disbarment, Kenneth Chesbro being disbarred. So you know what? Accountability takes too darn long, but sometimes it does come.
12 House Dems sue over concentration camp access. It is not just their right, it is their duty to do oversight. So there's that one. This little known rule that Chuck Schumer found, hopefully to force the release of the Epstein files.
And the appeals court looks like they're laughing the Trump administration out of court on these tariffs. So it may be very soon we have rulings that say, yeah, you know what, Donald, you don't have the power to impose tariffs. That's up to Congress. So listen, the federal judges are holding strong, and those are points of light.
So I do want to ask one thing about the Epstein files. Rebecca Jones, who I believe was the whistleblower in Florida on the COVID data, she said, you all know they're never going to release anything from the Epstein files that would actually implicate any powerful people. Right. They'll just take that out, redact it, or make some BS up. What we need is a whistleblower to release all of it. I mean, I think a lot of us are suspicious. You know, he's obviously tampered, destroyed evidence before, right?
But yeah, I agree with her 100%. Mm-hmm. They're never going to release a shred of evidence that implicates Donald Trump or anybody that Donald Trump wants to protect or doesn't want to implicate. However, you know, there were great prosecutors like Maureen Comey at the Southern District of New York U.S. Attorney's Office who handled the Epstein and Maxwell cases. I hope that there are files preserved so that when Pam Bondi's DOJ starts to play games with what they release, if they release anything, there will still be a complete set of files that can rebut that. And you're right. Whistleblowing has become sort of the fight for democracy.
Yeah.
and, you know, whistleblowers.
Yeah, the times,
you know,
have demanded.
Are some of our greatest patriots, like Alexander Vindman. So I agree.
Yeah, the times have demanded it. One last one, just on Trump's lawyer this week filed a motion demanding that Rupert Murdoch be forced to sit for a deposition within 15 days, basically because they're saying he's old and could die soon.
Sure.
And this is just about the birthday card. But again, as you always say, whenever Trump stuff hits the light of day, like, I actually feel like this, the Wall Street Journal would not have run with this if they didn't have the evidence cold that this, of course, the Trump wrote this birthday card. So,
oh, and they're going to crush Donald Trump in court, which means this case will never actually go to trial because Trump will abandon this suit just like he has done before he'll ever sit for a deposition.
For discovery. Yeah. Finally, and, you know, I saved the most important thing facing our republic last, and that is the pierogi discrimination case that Alan Dershowitz.
Uh-huh.
He's suing a Martha's Vineyard vendor for refusing to sell him a pierogi. He's the former Jeffrey Epstein lawyer, by the way, and also Donald Trump lawyer, just for those of you. Crying foul. Hang on, let me get the tiniest of violins. That he was a refused pierogi at the farmer's market, claiming he was discriminated against due to his political beliefs, and he will be suing the vendor for violating his rights.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Steph, in a battle between Dershowitz and a pierogi, my money's on the pierogi.
Oh, God, they're so ridiculous. They're just so ridiculous as a party. All right. Love you, Glenn Kirshner. Thanks for,
doing
this to me one more time.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Bye. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Cozy Earth. Uh-huh. Oh, wait.
What?
Unsolicited.
What?
Hang on.
What?
I got an unsolicited tweetimonial.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, everybody.
Okay.
Everybody. Nobody help me. Here it is.
Uh-huh.
Did you see? Oh, my God. She's so cute. She posted a picture of her clutching her Cozy Earth bag.
Oh.
Lori said, to Stephanie, Mama, Chris, and Bella, I'm not going to lie, I am super excited to splurge on this luxury personal at home sanctuary with my new Cozy Earth sheets. And she's holding up her Cozy Earth sheets.
Oh, would you?
To the camera. She's a good girl. Okay, I'm just telling you, once you go Cozy Earth, there's no going back. Everything they make, amazing. The new bubble cuddle blanket.
Bubble
what?
Cuddle.
I dare you not to sing bubble, but you want to, you know you do. It is faux fur, plush, midweight, ridiculously cozy, somehow chic and nap-worthy. I'm telling you, love my jammies, love my sheets, love everything they make. Right, Lori? Right? Am I right? Oh, my God. She looks so excited. Right now, if you go to CozyEarth.com, use my code Stephanie. You also get 40% off all that luxury. CozyEarth.com, the code is Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from The Stephanie Miller Show.
What is this? What's going on?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, do you know anyone who wears a CPAP mask at night? I mean, it looks like a horror film, right? Air hoses strapped to your face all night. Without it, breathing is disrupted. You can be at higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, premature death. If you snore now, you're at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is at ZPAW. It's the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. ZPAW was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. With over 500,000 units sold, ZPAW is the stop snoring device I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. This may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now. ZPAW, that's happy Z spelled backward. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com. The promo code is SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday. On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by Freedom From Religion Foundation. I mean, come on, man. Like Glenn Kirshner said, we cannot stop fighting. We got to stay in the fight. The member of the public school was for, you remember, like learning stuff
things?
Yeah, not being preached to. Now it's Bible verses and biology, Ten Commandments in the classroom wall, school chaplains instead of counselors, full-on religious takeover of public education. Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. They defend the Constitution, sue when public schools cross the line, protect kids from being preached at instead of being taught. Go now. Join us. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. That's Miller to 511-511. Data rates may apply. 56 minutes after the hour. Yes, I have been pointing out this is the third half-chewed avocado I found in the house this morning. So I'm having a trying morning. What to
life?
Uphold democracy all by myself and keep up the fight against avocado consumption by dogs, which is not good if you know.
And the subsequent squirts.
Yes, that's the main thing. Trying to protect America against the avocado squirts. You're welcome.
No, you're just trying to protect your carpet.
All right. Karen in Chicago, hello.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, you know, my dad came over last night, and we're sitting watching PBS, and the FCC, the new guy, is up there talking about the bias police that they're, you know, installing in all of our media, you know, the network media entities. And this is the moment we're in, and people really, we have got to be clear. I mean, I know that we always talk about the rubes on the right that fall for the propaganda, but you know what? We, in 2016, they pitted Bernie against Hillary, the supporters, and they did it again in 2024, and they're continuing to do it. The whole Gaza thing, I mean, I got into, you know, like, we all can agree what's happening in Gaza when it happened, was horrible. But the fact of the matter is...
But it was the issue they used this time to divide the left. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, we got John Fugelsang and Frangela all coming up.
Voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. This week, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez joins the show to talk about the launch of her campaign for governor. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We've gotten in new numbers on the U.S. economy reflecting how companies are trying to plan with the Trump tariffs looming. The Labor Department showing just 73,000 jobs were added in July. And there was a huge revision on the number of jobs we thought had been created in May and June. Here's ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
That revision for the prior 2 months, for May and June, 258,000 fewer jobs added. That means in those 2 months, just 33,000 jobs were added. I think what you're starting to see is businesses are having a hard time planning for the future, expanding payrolls and hiring more people because they simply don't understand what their costs are going to be going forward.
The White House announcing that previously announced tariffs on about 60 countries will be kicking in next week. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff visiting one of the aid distribution sites set up jointly by the United States and Israel. The UN says more than 1,000 Palestinians have died trying to get aid at those sites since Israel reclosed the borders. This is ABC News.